Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So, yes, it was a very exciting Super Bowl, and it did go back and forth, and it was a competitive game, just like I was asking for last week. So, I don't know. It looks like I got it. But what was going on at the Super Bowl as well, just ahead of that, California Governor Gavin Newsom hobnobbing with billionaires? I'm wondering, folks, if you don't have a lot of people starting to say, well, with the events of last week, maybe we're going to have to do something anyway. Maybe somebody, you know, get in the race, or they got to make a change or something. In other words, I'm sure it's being talked about somehow. But, folks, we're here to talk about that, and plus all kinds of other great stuff here on this Monday morning edition of the program, heading into hour number three. Can't believe it. Hours number one and two just flew by at warp speed. But here we are again, hour number three. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. In the meantime, you're welcome to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message, if you'd like to comment on something, or if you have a question for Denise. But let's head right to it. Let's head right over and get Denise Simon, of course, from the magic of radio as we connect our studios east and west together. Welcome back, Denise.
Hey, thank you.
Of course. Good morning. Well, you know what? We've got so much to talk about. Number one, now you were pulling for the Chiefs, right?
I was.
That's right. So what did you think?
I felt like that last drive in overtime, that last possession by the Chiefs, something just, I mean, I just felt it, that it was just going to happen there. Of course, I was the only one in my family that was going for the 49ers. I mean, going for the Chiefs.
Uh-huh.
The family text was quite interesting through the entire Super Bowl.
I can imagine. I can imagine. Wow. Well, yeah.
My older son said that, well, the halftime was better than the entire first half.
Yeah, first half was yeah, exactly. But, you know, that final touchdown in overtime, they just made it look easy on that. I mean, it was just like, to me, it was like a textbook play. Like, we just ran this thing over and over again, and this is, we scored a touchdown.
Well, you know, that's kind of the style of Mahomes.
Yeah.
You know, he, but I will also say, Travis Kelce, I have a feeling that he went into that locker room and made an apology to the entire team for what he did to Coach Andy Reid on the sidelines. That was a disgrace.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were taken aback at that, for sure. Yeah.
What a prima donna.
Well, and that's sometimes, yeah, I mean, that's the pressure, there's no doubt about that, but I think you're right. I think he definitely, I was thinking about that at the very end of the game when everybody was coming on the field and the interviews start up and everything. I was thinking, well, I wonder, the coach is not going to be anywhere near this guy right now.
Yeah, Andy Reid didn't have too much to say to him over there on the sidelines after that.
Yep. Exactly. But it was a competitive game, and I think it was very entertaining in that sense. It kept you on the edge of your seat the whole time. So that was a cool part about it.
Yes.
Indeed. Well, I tell you what, you know, we've got so much to talk about, and of course Denise will be with us here, folks, for another couple of segments after this. But just real quick before we hit the break right here, In the Super Bowl, there, of course, people watch the Super Bowl almost for the commercials as much as the game sometime. Yeah. But there was a commercial in there that harkened back to the olden times of political advertising, and it went something like
Kennedy,
this.
Kennedy,
that's right. And so what did you make of that? I mean, there was a Super PAC that put it in there. And do you think that he might have, with everything going on with Joe Biden, is this significant at all?
I can't really say. I thought it was pretty savvy for that to happen. There wasn't any kind of indication that ad would be in there. But I thought it was politically savvy by the Super PAC.
Yeah.
But remember, too, that the machinery, the Democrat machinery, is working pretty hard to keep RFK Jr. off the ballot.
That's so, right. Yeah, big time.
Yeah. So, anyway, some of the other ads, I'll tell you what I was really disgusted with. I actually put out a post that...
I think I saw it. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, Temu, when I posted it, had 3 ads. Well, by the time the night was over, they were at 5.
Mm-hmm.
Temu is owned by the Chinese Communist Party. So I was really quite annoyed that there were 5 of those ads there. If you look very closely, you can see Chinese influence in the ad, especially the way they even pronounce the word Temu.
Yep. Yeah.
So that one annoyed me.
And so, in other words, is that akin to, like, TikTok or something like that?
Well,
that
if I'm glad you just brought that up, because, remember, the federal government has banned TikTok, the use of TikTok. Ah, but the Biden campaign, as of last night, joined TikTok.
Oh, really?
Square that one.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the very definition of mixed messages. That's for sure.
Well, it had to do with the Super Bowl.
Indeed.
They actually did a post on it, and it was, I don't know, something about Super Bowl. I don't click on it. I just saw the screenshot.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, to some degree, they're going to get more desperate. I mean, they're out there right now talking about how Joe Biden remembers how to make jobs and all this other stuff. They don't want to talk about anything that's actually relevant to the American voter right now because of Joe Biden's condition, whatever that might be. But Denise, stay right there. We're coming up to the first break here in the hour. I promise we're going to be back super quick, and when we are, we'll have more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're continuing on through this Monday edition. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You hear Georgia when I open my mouth.
And I think last hour we were seeing that it was raining in Georgia. And it still is, evidently, folks. Northern Georgia, you got all kinds of rain. You've got some heavy rain in places. You've also got a lot of lightning strikes going through there as well. Pretty much covering the entire northern part of Georgia right now, heading up into South Carolina, covering most of that as well. So be careful and out there, everybody. All right, so once again, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you. And glad to be with you this morning, of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. If you have any questions or comments for our guest, Denise Simon, you can also head to KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can send us a direct message. And once again, welcome back, Denise.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah.
Just to kind of carry through on the TMOOC, I'm just looking
good idea.
A post that Congresswoman Kat Kamick put up. She's from Florida, by the way. And she says, the Super Bowl having CCP-owned Temu commercial air should be a wake-up call to all Americans. Temu is being sued for stealing customer financial information and having spyware embedded in their app. All that data is owned and controlled by the CCP. Do not download this app. So... she kind of validates my point.
Well, that's right, and we're getting it out there on the airwaves right now. And because it goes by, I mean, it looks like, hey, that looks like some new, and you know, lack of a better term, hip app to use, right? I mean, app, you know, but it's not like that at all, right?
The other thing that was going on during the Super Bowl is that Netanyahu got a telephone call from the Biden administration to not go into Rafah. Oh, this is what 1.5 million Palestinians or civilians that are, you know, huddled down in Rafah. But Netanyahu in fact did.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the New York Times is coming out and screaming and stomping their feet that civilians have been killed because Israel went into Rafah. But they actually rescued two hostages.
Yes, that's right.
That's huge.
Yeah, officials are saying evidently some 67 Palestinians were killed, dozens more wounded, according to some of these latest reports just coming out regarding Rafah. But again, doesn't this go into the thing of the Biden administration wanting to tell Israel kind of how to fight the war, even though they keep saying we're not trying to tell them how to fight the war?
Precisely.
Well,
meanwhile, now we have Secretary of Defense Austin went back in the hospital yesterday, and he's transferred his baton over to his deputy officially, so he's not making that mistake again. But fascinatingly enough, he's now been transferred to critical care or ICU.
Yes.
So they're not saying it's unclear what that issue is, except that it's a bladder something or other. And they don't know when he'll be discharged.
Well, that's right, and he had plans to go overseas and everything, too, talking with NATO, among other things, this week, like on Tuesday, basically, to start that trip.
Not so much.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to. Well, as you know, as a matter of fact, Denise, we do get direct messages. We got one that actually came in over the weekend with the weekend show, but this is from a listener on AM860, The Answer. They say, Kyle, we live here in Tampa, home of CENTCOM. Say, we play disc golf near McDill. Last week or so, the activity has been tenfold. Gunfire, explosions, F-35 flying more than normal. Friday, I was told there was a big work contract to perform, and some of the base had been suspended, some of that work evidently. So are we gearing up for war, they ask. And so I wanted to bring that question up with you this morning. You know, we've done all these strikes, but, you know, can we interpret, you know, this kind of description as anything ominous?
Well, we're at war.
Yes, we're technically at war. I completely agree. You're right.
I mean, that's where we are.
The Iranians think so.
Well, and as long as we're striking back, we had several strikes again over the weekend with the Houthis. We're at war.
Indeed. But the idea, I think, is, you know, is there going to be some other large operation? I mean, we don't know that they've stopped, technically, these responses. Do you think they're a lot more in the offing?
I do. You know, to quote George Bush, right now we're swatting flies, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, exactly. And at some point, they've got to go a little deeper, as it were. Of course, taking out, as we, you and I talked last week, taking out one of the terror leaders in Baghdad, basically. That's significant. But other targets that would be significant would probably be in Iran or in some other like Iranian base. There's a base out there in the Gulf of I'm pulling a Joe Biden here, but you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
The IRGC's got 8 naval bases. They should have 0 right now. Their spy ship is docked in Doha. Abu Dhabi.
Right.
That spy ship ought to be sitting on the ocean floor right about now. Should be using electronic warfare. We should be seizing bank accounts. I mean, there's a whole lot of things that we can do.
Yeah,
dropping $500,000 bombs.
But those would be so significant. I mean, those kinds of things would be seen as being so significant that it would, you know, create this huge problem, right? And it would go so far beyond swatting the flies. And by the way, what I was going to talk about, of course, was the Persian Gulf. But if you go beyond swatting flies, then they'll feel that that's too escalatory, that kind of thing on our side.
Well, and it almost seems that's really what they're forcing Ukraine to do. You know? I mean, you've got the ability to do all the same things. You know, we've seized a lot of bank accounts with the oligarchs. What are we doing with that? Mm-hmm. Have we taken the monies on the frozen bank accounts and those assets, and instead of, you know, the United States throwing money at Ukraine, why don't we use some oligarch money over there? You know, how about that? How about electronic warfare? You know, so we're doing the same thing, and it's
I know it's maddening. Because, and I think one of the most significant things here that you're talking about, well, we are at war. So, but we're not really, but we can't really say we are, but we can't even really act like we are, because if we do act like we are, then the Biden administration feels that it's blown up too much. Not on the physical.
Well, and not only that, is that he would never, but he needs to go, his team needs to go over to Congress and have a conversation with the Senate Armed Services Committee or the House Armed Services Committee and say, this is, in truth, this is where we are and this is what is happening. But then they may have to get a wartime authorization, of which they're not going to get. And the Senate, the Armed Services Committee in both houses can turn around and say, you're not going to get it, but here's what we can do in the meantime, and describe it, which would be the things that I just said. We have all of these other methods that we can use against Iran, against China, and against Russia. Are we using them? Furthermore, it appears that about 60% of the sanctions that we have, we're not enforcing. We're not enforcing the one sanction about Iranian oil. Hmm. We're not enforcing that at all. So give me a break.
Well, right. A lot of it's paper tiger stuff. You know, or at least it's kind of the same stuff. Well, like they're trying to tell you how great they're doing about the border and why that, you know, we're trying to do this and we're trying to do that. And somebody else is keeping us from doing that, by the way, the Republicans, blah, blah, blah. But this all just goes into the same hopper of them trying to explain to us how they're doing everything right. And any criticism just doesn't understand what the situation is.
Precisely.
Yeah, exactly. So, but this is what Joe Biden is, you know, the Biden administration, I should say, is just kind of all about. Just very, very strange in that regard. Very, very mm-hmm. strange indeed. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we're going to head out to the break here for a moment, everybody. Denise is going to stay right there with us. When we come back, we'll open up the telephone lines, of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. It is Monday, and I got to tell you, we're flying through this program this morning. It's at warp speed, so if you see us go by, just latch on, because that's us. Stay right there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Senate voted on Sunday 67-27 to advance a $95 billion aid package to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The bill does not include money for border security, which is why some senators, like Utah Senator Mike Lee, are no fan of the legislation.
Most Democrats want more Ukraine funding. A few Republicans do also, but most Democrats do. Republicans really want a secure border. The idea was that in theory, we might be able to cobble together enough votes to force border security on an otherwise unwilling administration that, for reasons that we find baffling, doesn't want to secure the border.
A new poll finds most Americans feel President Biden is too old to serve in office. The ABC Ipsos poll, taken after a special counsel's report cited Biden's memory lapses, finds 86% believe he's too old for the White House. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, Monday edition continues to roll along, folks. And I think we are having too much fun than probably we're entitled to, but you know what? It's Monday, and I just don't care. I think we can have as much fun as we want, and that's exactly what we're doing here on the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon this morning. And also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can find me on social media there, Facebook, and also X, otherwise known as Twitter, and find out more about the program, send us a direct message, all that and much more. KyleWarrenShow.com. All right, let's head over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, we've been talking about a lot of different stuff this morning. You know, I mentioned earlier about Gavin Newsom. According to a report, it's actually from the Daily Mail, saying Gavin Newsom was hobnobbing with billionaires in Vegas ahead of the Super Bowl. Of course, this brings speculation onto what the Democrat Party might do. You know, we've got Biden campaign co-chair out there saying, well, you know, trying to poo-poo this whole thing about Biden's memory along with others, right? But what do you think is happening behind the scenes right now? Are they riding it out, or are they now feeling like this is a new ballgame?
Well, for the sake of argument, let's say that, you know, there's going to be some medical condition that the DNC comes out and says, you know, Biden's going to have to step away and suspend his you know, effort to for a second term. And so they're going to, if the DNC, they'll put Gavin Newsom in there. Won't that be fun to go after him?
Oh, yeah. You know, California is not a success story. You know, in fact,
no.
And remember, the DeSantis debate was terrible.
Correct. And they have a proposition bill in California now to eliminate that, what is it, $950 theft thing, you know, that you don't get charged for anything, any theft under $950.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. There are a lot of Californians don't want that repeal right about now. So that into itself ought to tell you what kind of trouble that Newsom is really in. So he would be easy to run against, really, I think, just as easy as Biden would. Or Michelle Obama. People keep throwing her name in there. She isn't going to want to do it. She's living the life of Riley here. Especially given where we are today, domestically and internationally, who would really want the job?
Right.
If you were capable, who would want it?
Well, and because there's no solution, you know, politically, you know, and that's one of the huge problems these days, is that there's no way that even, for example, Trump could come out and say, I think we ought to do this. And even though some key players, you know, have said, you know, recently that, you know, well, Trump had it right. I think it was Jamie Dimon, I think, from J.P. Morgan, who said Trump had it right on the Middle East. And the people he was talking to, they were stunned. It's like, how can you possibly say that Trump had something right? You know? Like, this is an anathema. This is going against the grain. But yeah, I can't imagine anybody who actually wants the job. But let's just say that they did want to bring in Gavin Newsom. What about Kamala Harris? What happens with, how do they explain that one?
They can't.
Yeah, I like that.
That's simple.
Yeah, that's that.
They can't.
Yeah. Well, does she go become the president of some university, or what does she do?
I have no idea. Yeah, they're wealthy now. You know, her husband's a lawyer. She's a lawyer. They'll just sort of go back to California and live the life of Riley out there.
And she says, she can say, I've accomplished the job. I've done this, and now I'm going back to California. I mean, the spin is always going to be fun to watch, but yeah, I think because, you know, how do you put someone else at the top of the ticket? You know, there's just got to be a lot of, you know, some kind of explanation for that. But
the most dangerous person we have in Washington D.C. is Mark Elias. The second most dangerous person that we have in Washington, D.C. is John Podesta. And then after that, the list is huge. Anita Dunn, Bob Bauer. I mean, the list can go on. Don't think that they're not plotting right now, because they are. And Matt Taibbi has written a piece, and I started to, and I haven't done it yet, but to do the same thing. They're plotting. And what they're plotting is really kind of terrifying. They're going to do necessarily the same thing that they did in the last general election, you know, with ballot. I mean, look what they're trying to do with keeping Trump off the ballot, much less RF Kennedy Jr. off the ballot. You see what I'm saying? I mean,
mm-hmm.
So Arabella, that's one of their factions, but, yeah, they're dialing for dollars, and they're going to use Soros Jr.'s money and any other progressives, and, you know, that's probably the reason Gavin Newsom was rubbing elbows, because they're going to need some money to continue to fund this plotted effort, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the
just be prepared to be sideswiped, because we're going to get sideswiped.
Yeah, I agree. It's hold on, you know, it's a roller coaster.
Exactly.
Well,
yes.
The ABC News Ipsos survey poll that talked about Joe Biden, 86% of Americans figure he's too old to be commander-in-chief. In that same poll, 62% say that Donald Trump is too old to serve as president. You know, it's much more a problem for Biden than it is Trump at this point. But where do you see this going in terms of that kind of sentiment overall?
Well, I'm not as concerned about age. I mean, you can be, as I said this the other day, you can be 60 and not on your game mentally, but you can be 85 and be as sharp as a tack. It's not age. It's mental. It's mental stability. And Biden doesn't have it. Obviously, Trump does. Now, Trump can go off the deep end, but that doesn't mean that he's, you know, slow and is forgetful and, you know, all those other kinds of things. He doesn't have to have notes and cue cards and cheat sheets and cliff notes and handlers.
That's right.
Like Biden.
Yeah, go this
like
way,
Biden
sir.
Does.
The edge of the stage is over here. Well, we do have...
Yeah, here's the Easter Bunny. Yeah.
Right. Well, we got the phone line lighting up right here. We got Rick in Tampa with a question for you this morning. Denise, good morning, Rick.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Good morning.
Newsom went out and said he was 100% behind everything Biden's done and doing, I knew right then I wanted him to be the guy they chose. But,
exactly.
You know, whatever they do, there's the fear of what the middle ground will do. You know, if they go on Ann Landers' criteria, Trump could be in trouble. If they go on common sense, which isn't as common as it used to be, then that's a different story. I don't know. But I tell you what, this country needs to pay attention and do their own homework, because if they do their own homework and they do it objectively, I won't have to worry about telling them what to do. They'll do the right thing. Anyway.
Indeed. All right. Well, great call. We appreciate it. We're going to start to run out of time here, unfortunately. But Rick and Tampa, thanks for your call. We do appreciate it very
much. Well, I wish us all well.
All
right. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Rick. All right. So, yeah, Denise, we got about 20 seconds. What do you think?
Well, I've said that for a long time. Everybody do their own research. You know, if you take a topic a week, that's 52 things that you can get your nose into and be a little more astute. Doesn't take that long, an hour a day or 2 hours a day, but check several sources on the same topic and form a conclusion and then become learned, become an informed voter.
Well, that is the best advice I think we've heard for a very long time. I really do.
Thanks.
All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. I hope you have a great morning. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. And, folks, we are coming right back. We're going to talk with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Monday edition of the program. Again, hope that you had a great weekend. Hope that you have some great plans here as we head into the week, because we're starting another great week of broadcasting here on the show. And, folks, we're right now going to be talking with the Watchdog on Wall Street himself. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website for Mr. Chris Markowski. And, of course, we talk to him every morning here at this time on the program. Good morning, Chris. Oop. I'm sorry. One more time. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. There you are. I'll tell you what, then, folks, don't forget you can hear Chris right here on AM 860 The Answer, 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings, and 5 p.m. Eastern Times on Sunday afternoons, again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. And, Chris, well, number one, you and I talked on Friday morning, and we were talking about hopefully having a competitive Super Bowl. Looks like we got our wish. That was cool.
We did, but it was the worst overtime call I've ever seen in my entire life. You don't give the ball back to Patrick Mahomes. You go for it on fourth down. You can't do that. They should have kept
going. Right.
Dumb.
Yeah.
I was like, as soon as they got to kick the field goal, I was like, game's over. I can go home now. I got to get up early to do the Kyle Warren show. So
that's That's funny. Oh, man. Well, yeah, but, yep, Super Bowl history, that's for sure. Well, you know, I was seeing something earlier today. Of course, well, Joe Biden did not do a Super Bowl interview, but he did do a Super Bowl video where he decried shrinkflation. So, I mean, I think some of us have seen some evidence of this, but, you know, this is a way for companies not to raise prices, I suppose, but still try to cut costs, right?
Well, and you know, it's funny. That's one of the things that is not priced into the inflation numbers. And you can think of, you know, people think of shrinkflation as like, okay, there's, you know, less Oreos in a pack or something like that. It's not just that. It's other things as well. When they calculate airline tickets, when it comes to inflation, they always take the lowest price ticket between two spots. We know these discount carriers now, they charge you for carry-ons and all of these other extra add-ons that you need to have to, you know, get on a plane, and they don't take that into consideration. There's a lot of other things that you can take into account when it comes to shrinkflation.
Well, indeed. And, of course, also, we always love to talk about rates. There was an article I saw earlier today saying that the, you know, don't expect the Fed to cut rates in March. But again, I mean, everything could change in another couple of weeks and they'll end up cutting the rates. I mean, you know, how do they even come to that decision other than just simply say we think inflation's still too high?
Good question. I don't know. I mean, for all I know, the Fed could have a, you know, a dartboard back there and they throw it down as far as I'm concerned. So, again, this is why I don't give it much mind when it comes to Federal Reserve and what they're going to do next. I know it's, you know, the media loves, you know, talking about it, you know, incessantly. I'm like, you can't, you know, judge what they're going to do, what they're going to say, how they're going to go about doing things. They've been wrong so many times in the past. So, I don't bother with it.
Well, something else I saw today too was this notion that this year you're going to have some 4.1 million people turning 65. Presumably retiring or getting out of the workforce, and they're calling it, you know, peak 65 or peak retirement, this kind of thing. How is this going to enter into the mix for everybody? And, you know, is that going to mean there are more jobs available, or there's going to, I mean, what kind of effect on the economy will this have?
Depends on, you know, what a lot of you know, senior citizens decide to do. I mean, I've always been encouraging, you know, you want to end a career. I understand that. I get that. You know, I always try to encourage people not to completely check out. It's always good to, you know, be doing something. Yeah, again, just for me, it's you know, I see it in regards to people's health. And there are a lot of job openings out there, and I just think senior citizens can, you know, be a great, you know, contributor to society as well. But again, it's going to be different for everybody, but because of, you know, inflation and the higher cost of things, you know, it kind of throws off calculations when it comes to retirement. You can run into this at different points of time, you know, depending on when you're going to retire and how long your nest egg is going to last. I mean, you have to deal with the terrain. The past 3 years, you lost about, you know, 20% of the value of your dollars just simply on items, and even more, quite frankly, and the things that you're going to need on an everyday basis. So I think many senior citizens are taking a look right now and saying, hey, I maybe have to, you know, work a little bit longer or also maybe do a part-time job.
Well, indeed. Yeah, I think the working longer is definitely going to enter into it, you know, a lot, because a lot of people, you know, maybe they don't want to retire at that point, and especially if they have their own business or something like that. But it's not just automatic in that sense, unless you're aged out of something that's somehow mandated. You know, if you're a airline pilot or something like that, they'll age you out at a certain time, you know. But overall, of course, you know, and this goes to what we're seeing in real estate, too. We're seeing some of the older folks, they're holding on to their real estate for a lot longer before ever downsizing. So, I mean, everything just kind of goes into the hopper with this stuff.
Well, I, you know, that as well. Well, I think that you're getting a higher also, you know, mortgage shock to some degree, not to mention certain areas that you've obviously gone up in price where a lot of people tend to retire to just because it's such the influx of people moving to some of these places. So, you know, that changes the dynamic as well.
Well, indeed. Well, what are some of the other, you know, we always keep hearing about, you know, the economy is going to go up, it's going to go down. We know that obviously the interest rates have an effect on this, but I think we touched on this just the other day as well. But Janet Yellen seemed to be very concerned about commercial real estate. And there's a lot happening in commercial real estate right now insofar as that because there, a lot of their rates have adjusted, their mortgage payments go up, but they don't have any way of just raising those rents commensurate with that. So they start cutting expenses, and a lot of times they can't cut enough expenses to even make ends meet on their office building, this kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think I mentioned this before, you know, okay, you made a stupid mistake. I mean, how could you not take, this is a risk that you're going to take on when you go ahead and borrow money and you have to refinance down the road? That's part of the risk is that the rate's going to reset higher. And, you know, you have a multifamily unit where you can't raise rents because of rent control. You might get screwed in something like that. And why would a bank make that loan? Why would, you know, again, people can take out loans like that. But, again, you know, we don't have debtor's prisons here in the United States. So, you know, that's going to be an issue. But, I mean, you knew that going in. I mean, it's not like that they turned into rent control units. They were that way before. You just got greedy, and you lost. So, again, yeah, we're going to see defaults on a lot of these loans, and it is what it is.
Well, indeed. Well, and of course, sort of to round everything out, we're seeing a lot of young people, and they're trying to get into the business world, but there's this huge gap between, you know, heading into the office and being traditional in that regard or being a remote worker and so forth. I mean, how are companies going to navigate this, especially with some of the young people that just they're not going to want to go in and sit at a desk for 8 hours a day?
I mean, you know, they can say that. I mean, but you know, eventually you gotta put food on the table. You're gonna have to do what the boss says. I think it's, again, depending upon what job you're gonna do. And I would encourage, you know, younger people out there that you're gonna want to try to be seen and be in the office as much as possible. I mean, how do you expect to get raises in advance and learn from other people around you? That's part of the experience. I don't, again, I'd have no problem at all saying, hey, you know, especially younger people, you got to be there. You can't be this remote. Some of the older people, you know, you can say, hey, you know, three times a week, maybe. But again, it all depends on the business you're in.
Mm-hmm. And just real quick, we got about 30 seconds. What do you think of this ABC poll showing that 86% of the people out there, according to that poll, think Joe Biden is too old now to be president?
We got a major, I've talked about this a lot, right? You know, last week was just, you know, unbelievable as far as consequential news stories. At this point in time, again, it's like elder abuse. I've had family members where you've had dementia and Alzheimer's and you see the decline and you're watching it and, you know, so signs we first got in there and now it's getting to the point where it's blatantly obvious. Where even the lashing out and the anger and the frustration, that, which is natural because you don't have the capacity that you had when you were younger. But, again, this is a commander in chief of the United States. It's not good.
Not good at all. No, not at all. Well, Chris, thank you so much. A happy Monday to you, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdog on WallStreet.com is the website. Go over there and check them out. Check us out because we're coming right back. We're climbing up to the top of the hour. Coming back with Frank Salvato. Hour number three is in the books.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal
meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.